Affections and prayers. Ah, my Jesus, how hast thou been able to bear with me? I have so often turned my back upon thee, and thou hast not ceased to seek after me. I have so often offended thee, and thou hast pardoned me. Ah, impart to me a portion of that sorrow which thou didst feel in the Garden of Gethsemane for my sins, and which made thee there sweat blood. I am sorry, O my Redeemer, for having so badly repaid thy love. O accursed pleasures, I detest and curse you. You have made me lose the grace of my Lord. My beloved Jesus, I now love thee above all things, and I renounce all unlawful gratifications, and purpose to die 1,000 times, rather than evermore offend thee. Ah, through that affection with which thou dost love me on the cross, and offered for me thy divine life, give me light and strength to resist temptations, and to have recourse to thy aid whenever I shall be tempted. O Mary, my hope, thou art all-powerful with God. Obtain for me holy perseverance. Obtain for me the grace nevermore to be separated from his holy love. Third point, the great good that the damned have lost. The third remorse of the damned shall arise from seeing the great good which they have lost. St. John Chrysostom says that the reprobate will be tormented more by the loss of paradise than by the pains of hell. A certain princess once said, "If God gives me a reign of 40 years, I will renounce paradise." The unhappy princess reigned for 40 years, but now that her soul has departed from this world, what does she say? Certainly she has changed her sentiments. Oh, how great at present must be her affliction and despair at the thought of having, for the enjoyments of an earthly reign of 40 years, lost for eternity the kingdom of heaven. But the torment which will most grievously torture the damned for eternity will arise from the conviction that they have lost heaven and God, their sovereign good, not by any unlucky accident, nor by the malevolence of others, but by their own fault. They will see that they have been created for paradise, and that God placed in their hands the choice of procuring for themselves eternal life or eternal death. Before man is life and death. That which he shall choose shall be given him. Thus they will see that they had it in their power, if they wished, to be eternally happy, and that they have voluntarily precipitated themselves into that pit of torments from which they can never escape, and from which no one will ever deliver them. They will see among the elect many of their companions who were placed in the same or perhaps in greater danger of sinning, and who saved their souls because they restrained their passions by recommending themselves to God, or if they fell into sin, soon repented and gave themselves to God. But because they would not give up sin, they have in the end unhappily gone to hell. They have fallen into that sea of torments without any hope of remedy for all eternity. Brother, if you too have been so foolish as by your own free acts to lose paradise and God for a miserable pleasure, endeavor as soon as possible to apply a remedy, now that you have time. Do not voluntarily continue in your foolishness. Tremble, lest you should have to weep over your folly for all eternity. Who knows but this consideration which you now read is the last call which God will give you? Perhaps, if you do not now change your life, if you commit another mortal sin, the Lord will abandon you, and, in punishment of that sin, send you to suffer forever among that crowd of fools who are now in hell, and confess their error. Therefore, we have erred, but confess it with despair, because they see that it is forever irreparable. When the devil tempts you again to sin, remember hell. Have recourse to God and to the Most Holy Virgin. The thought of hell will preserve you from hell, because it will make you have recourse to God. Remember thy last end, and thou shalt never sin.